Kaya itutuloy natin ang ilang mga serye tungkol sa The Faith of Our Fathers. Bilang na rin po pag-alala sa ika-30th anibersaryo ng ating iglesia. At para po ngayong umagang ito, buksan natin ang ating mga banal na kasulatan sa Aklat ng Roma, Kapitulo 11, Romans, Chapter 11. At simula sa talatang 33 hanggang sa 36. Romans 11, verses 33 to 36. 36 po ang ating magiging sentro ng pag-aaral, pero simula natin sa verse 33. O ang kalaliman ng mga kayamanan, ng karunungan, at ng kaalaman ng Diyos, hindi masuri ang mga hatol niya, at hindi masiyasat ang kanyang mga daan. Sapagkat sino ang nakakaalam ng pag-iisip ng Panginoon? O sino ang kanyang naging tagapayo? O sino ang nagbibigay na sa kanya at siya'y mababayaran? Now verse 36, sapagkat mula sa kanya at sa pamamagitan niya at para sa kanya ang lahat ng mga bagay, sumakanya nawa ang kalawalhatian magpakailan pa man. Amen. Tayo dumako muna sa Panginoon sa panalangin. O Panginoon namin Diyos, ang inyo pong salita ay walang bisa liban na sa paggalaw ng banal na Espiritu. Sa aming mga sarili, hindi namin kaya itong maunawaan. Panginoon ang aming hiling, kayo magpadala ng aming ng banal na Espiritu upang siyang maging guro ng bawat isa. At nawa ang kaluwalhatian muling mapabalik sa inyo sa pangalan po lamang ng aming Panginoong Jesus. Amen. Try to imagine na may isang grupo ng mananampalataya sa San Juan, Batangas ang lumapit sa atin at humihingi ng payo. Ayon sa kanila, meron silang 8 mananampalataya na nais magtayo ng isang iglesia sa San Juan, Batangas. Ang 5 sa kanila ay puro mga estudyante at batang-bata pa lamang. 3 pa lamang ang medyo sabihin nating legal age. Ang isa doon ay may bahay at 2 lamang ang may trabaho. Yung isa ay kagagraduate lamang ng college at yung isa ay ilang taon pa lamang na nurse. Papayuhan ba natin na ituloy nila ang gawain yon at magtatag ng iglesia? Wala silang support from anybody at ni walang isang pwedeng mag full-time sa gawain. Now, siguro hindi natin papayuhan at baka magduda tayo kung magtutuloy ang gawain yan sa San Juan, Batangas. Pero gaya ng alam na rin nyo siguro, yan exactly ang nangyari sa ating iglesia 30 years ago. Ang 8 mga mananampalataya, pawang mga bata, ay nagsimula nitong ating Trinity Bible Church. And as I look back in these 30 years, it's hard to imagine na ganito na tayo ngayon. Sa dami ng dinaanan ng church, may mga panahon na parang hindi natutuloy, may mga panahon na kung nakadepende sa akin, surely hindi na tumuloy. May mga panahon na parang tinatamad, nagkakaroon ng mga pagsubok. But by the grace of God, 3 decades na lumipas. And we are still here. Now, bakit andito tayo ngayon? Bakit tumuloy ang gawain ito sa San Pablo? Now, I believe if there's one verse na applicable sa atin, it is verse 36. From Him, through Him, for Him, are all things. Ito pong verses 33 to 36, ang tinatawag na doxologia or praise. Yung salitang doxology, it means an expression of praise. Often in a hymn or in a poetic form. At exactly, ito po yung forma ng ating pinag-aaralan. Ito po ay isang doxology, ang usual format sa Bible. Ito ang Panginoon, therefore, praise Him. Kagaya for example, in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17, to the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. So yun po ang forma, no? Merong sinasabi tungkol sa Panginoon. In the case of 1 Timothy, the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, to Him be glory. Now, ganun din dito ang forma. For from Him, through Him, for Him, and therefore be glory and honor forever and ever. Now, Nakikita po natin sa verse 33, yan nagsimula yung pinaka-doxology, at kung titingnan natin, ito na rin yung parang pinaka-ending nitong first part ng Romans. Okay? Dahil yung Romans 1 to 11, ayan po yung matinding pangangaral ni Pablo sa mga doktrina ng banal na kasulatan. I believe si Brother Ferdy, no? Sineshare mo Brad yung Romans chapter 8. Okay? At yung verse chapters 9 to 11, eh ang tindi na diniscuss ni Pablo roon. Andyan yung mga dakilang katuruan ng pagpili ng Diyos, election, yung sinapit ng Israel. But from chapters 1 to 11, ito na yung parang pinaka naging summary. Ito'y papuri in verse 33, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. And then sinundan ang dalawang tanong, bakit mayaman ang Panginoon? Mayaman ang kanyang kaalaman. Verse 34, sino nakaalam ng kanyang pag-iisip? Sinong naging tagapayo niya? Verse 35, sino nagbigay na kailangan suklian niya? And then verse 36, for, sapagkat, may kaugnayan yun, ano? Wala nakakapagpayo sa Panginoon, wala nakakaalam ng kanyang pag-iisip. For, sapagkat, from Him, through Him, for Him, are all things. Well, may mga nagsasabi, saan kaya ito nakuha ni Pablo? Ito ba ay impluensya ng Roman or Greek philosophy? Eh kasi yung mga, sabi nating pantheists noong panahon na yon, may kasabihan din sila, all things come from thee, referring to nature, all things subsist in thee, and return to thee. Pantheism yun, yung lahat ay bumabalik, galing sa nature, it goes to nature, pantheism. Now, of course, hindi yan ang pinanggalingan nito. It is talking about the triune God, ang Diyos na tatlong persona. And we may say that the Christian doctrine, the doctrines of grace, ang dakilang mga turo ng banal na kasulatan, can be summarized in these three prepositions. Ang meron tayong English major dito eh, sa ating kalagitnaan, ano? Ano ba yung mga preposition? Eh, ito raw yung, I'm not good in grammar, by the way, no? Hindi ko alam yung mga detalye ng grammar. Pero yung preposition daw, ito yung mga salita na nagkukonekta sa dalawa rin salita, usually noun and pronoun. So in this case, the prepositions are for, or from, through, for. Okay? Ito yung mga prepositions dito. Mula, sa pamamagitan, para. Okay? Connecting the all things and Him, God. Did you see the point? Okay? God and all things, may tatlong connection, three prepositions, from Him, through Him, and for Him. Okay? At yan ang ating pag-aaralan ngayon, mga kapatid. And the message I'd like to share with you, God is the ultimate source, from Him, the ultimate means, through Him, and the end of all things, for Him. And especially our salvation. And I believe as we celebrate our 30th year in existence as a church, if there's one verse that will capture bakit tayo andito pa hanggang ngayon after 30 years, it is because everything is from Him, through Him, for Him. Two things. First, the God of all things. Dito makikita natin ang Diyos ng lahat ng mga bagay. The God of all things. And secondly, our response to that God. Ang sagot natin, ang ating dapat maging reaction to that God. First of all, let's look at the God of all things. Ang Diyos ng lahat ng mga bagay. And three things, yung tatlong prepositions that basically encapsulates and summarizes Christianity. Ano ba ang tinuturo ng biblical Christianity? Ano ba yung doctrines of grace na ating pinanghahawakan? Ano ba yung responsible for the existence of this church? Three propositions. From, through, for. First of all, from Him. From Him. God is the eternal source of all things. That's what it means. From Him. Yung mga sapagkat mula sa Kanya. Nanggaling sa Kanya, mula sa Kanya, siya ang source of all things. All things in creation. Sa creation. Sa nilalang. Men are proud to invent things. Di ba? Gusto ng mga tao, nakaka-invento sila eh. Tuwan-tuwa sila. na naka-invento sila ng mga bagay. And think how hard it is to create or invent something. Kung nakita nyo na yung mga magagandang paintings, imagine yung mag-paint ka. Naba ko, napakahina ako sa art. No, napakabababa ng grades ko sa art. Nung elementary pa ako, hirap na hirap ako mag-drawing. Nung high school ako, nagpakita ng isang rebulto na hindi ko maalala kung ano yun. Kailangan i-drawing mo. Eh, sa akin, napakalayo. Kahit ando na yung pattern, ando na yung papel, ando na yung chalk and crayons, hindi ko magawa. Ang hirap mag-invent o mag-create ng isang bagay. Think of music. No, yung mga great composers, whether modern music, classical music, eh yung pareho naman ang keys ng piano, pareho naman ang chords ng gitara, pero bakit tanggalin ng mga inventor na yon and creator na yon? But then, if that is true in man, think of God creating out of nothing. Can you imagine nothing? Wala. Wala tayong pagsisimulan. Ang hirap gumawa siguro ng kotse. Ang daming parts. Thousands of parts. But think about nothing and creating something. Ano kaya yung power na yon na nag-create ng something out of nothing? Can you imagine that? Walang molecules? Wala kahit ano? Ano kaya ang ginawa ng Panginoon? Paano na-create? Ano yung power na yon? Look at our galaxy. Ayon sa mga scientists, ang atin daw araw, yung sun, the sun, is but one of 200 billion stars just in the Milky Way galaxy. Yung Milky Way galaxy, you know, yung mga solar systems doon, yung mga stars doon, 200 billion daw doon sa Milky Way galaxy pa lang. E ilang bang may galaxy sa universe? Well, ayon sa pag-aaral, nung na-invento yung Hubble Space Telescope, eh sabi nila, ang nakita raw ng mga galaxies, 125 billion galaxies. Eh yung Milky Way lang na isang galaxy, may 200 billion stars. Imagine that. Marami na ba yung 120 billion galaxies? Kala ko madami na eh. Pero nung na-invento raw yung tinatawag na bagong camera, HST ang pangalan, eh nakita nila, hindi lang pala 125 billion galaxies, 3,000 galaxies. Eh yung isa lang sa 3,000 billion na 3,000 billion galaxies, eh merong 200 billion stars. Ang laki ng universe. Kaya ganun makaraming stars o planet o yung araw meron sa universe. Well, hindi nila alam. Dahil parami pa ng parami. Ito pala yung visible, yung nakikita sa mga telescopes. Paano pa kaya yung hindi nakikita? And so, meron mga nag-estimate na yun daw mga number of stars, 300 sextrillion stars. Ganun pa karami sextrillion? 3 times 10 to the 1 zeros. 3, tagdagan mo ng 21 zeros. Ganun daw karami stars. God created all of that. Think of the power to create those 3-6 trillion stars. Now that is the universe. Think of our body. Think of our body. Yung ating mga katawan is a marvel. Nakatatakapagtaka. Yung lamang ating puso. Puso, the heart, is a marvel of, well, bioengineering. Kung titingnan natin. It pumps almost 22,000 gallons of blood every day. 2,000 gallons. Pinapump ng napakaliit na 10 ounces. Napakaliit. But it pumps 2,000 gallons of blood every day. At sa isang typical adult, yung ating circulatory system na doon pinapump yung mga blood na yan, 60,000 miles. Ibig sabihin, 4 times kang umikot sa buong mundo. Ganun karami yung circulatory mo. Pinapump ng puso yan. Bago tayo mamatay, that the heart will pump 3 billion times before we die. From nothing. Dati wala yan. Think of the power that can create something out of nothing. Now, meron mga magician, may hat sila, di ba? Tapos parang wala, bigla lang, whoops, flower, di ba? Merong hat, whoops, rabbit. And we're amazed. Pero alam natin, illusion lang yun eh. Wala talaga nakikicreate ng something out of nothing. Pero yun ang ginawa ng Panginoon.
from Him are all things. And think of our salvation. And that is in fact the context of Romans. From chapters 1 to 11 is all about salvation. Kung paano tayo naligtas. Chapters 1 to 3, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, whether Jew or Gentile. Chapter 3 and following, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. There is therefore no condemnation now. And all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. And who shall separate us from the love of God? And chapters 9 to 11, Israel, election, the Pharaoh, and salvation. Well, Romans 8:30, those whom we predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He glorified. Now, saan nagsimula yung mga called and justified and glorified? Predestined. So, saan ang galing ang kaligtasan? From Him. Predestination. Hinirang ng Diyos nang galing sa Panginoon. And therefore, we hear about the covenant of redemption. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, as it were, meeting and discussing. Hindi naman ganun siyempre nag-discuss talaga, but in human language, para silang nag-usap, anong gagawin natin? Well, let's you know, elect the people and let the Son pay for the sins of those people and let the Holy Spirit draw them to Christ. Ayan ang covenant of redemption. Saan ang galing yun? Bago pa itatag ng sanlibutan, pinili at hinirang ng ating Panginoon. And so if you trace the history of salvation in the Bible from Adam all the way to Christ and to Revelation, you see it's all from God. Nung magkasala si Eva at Adan, sipin nyo, humingi ba sila ng tagapagligtas? Ano ba tayo mabasa sa Bible? Na, oh, Panginoon, nagkasala kami, I said the Savior. Di ba wala? Pero ano sabi ng Panginoon? Your seed, diba, shall bruise the head of the serpent. Meron ng pangako na tagapagligtas. Nung panahon ni Abraham, ano bang ginagawa niya sa Ur? Siya ba ay humihingi ng tagapagligtas? Siya ba ay parang nanalangin na tawagin mo kami bilang isang maging bansang Israel? Hindi. Ang Panginoon ang tumawag kay Abraham para magsimula ng isang bayan. At kung titingnan natin, we trace salvation. Yan ay totoo palagi. Sino ba nagpadala sa anak? Sino nagplano nun? From God. Siya ang nagplano. Darating ang kanyang bugtong na anak. Imagine that. The second person of the Trinity Himself dwelt among men. We see His glory. And yet He was rejected by men. And of course, think about the apostles. Paul. Kanina, Matthew, follow me. Paul? Si Paul ba'y naghahanap ng Panginoon? Siya ba'y godly and faithful man nung tinawag siya ng Diyos? Hindi ba sabi sa Biblia, he was breathing with threats. And yet God called that man. From Him. From Him. Lahat ng gagaling sa Panginoon. So in the initiative of our salvation, from Him. Secondly, not only from Him, through Him. Okay? The means, the maintainer, the preserver is God Himself. Whether in creation or in our salvation. Sa kalikasan, none will survive without God's support. Without the through, without the means, without the provision, we'll die. Mamamatay tayo mga kapatid. Life is so precious and it's so easy to die. Narealize ba yung mga kapatid? Parang matibay ang buhay, but if you think about it, napaka-precarious ng life. Kaya nga, minsan meron lang, di ba, yung daw mga aneurysm na yung binababarahan yung ating isip. Di ba, meron kaming kinukwento ko sa inyo, yung anak ng aming office mate, napaka-bata, medical doctor. Dapat alam na alam niya siyempre yung mga ganun. Eh, meron pa lang mga tao na hindi nila alam, meron na palang namumuundugo. Kaya kahit bata pa lang, pwede mabarahan yung litig sa puso o kaya sa utak.
at mamatay. Kaya nga, batang-bata na heart attack meron, di ba? Life is so precarious. Kung titingnan natin.
And as we look at the universe, it's amazing, with 200 billion stars in this galaxy alone,
bakit hindi nagbabanggaan yung mga yan?
Have you ever wondered about that?
Bakit hindi nagbabanggaan? Yung mga comets daw na paikot-ikot dyan, mga meteors, maraming mga doomsday scenarios na may isang malaking-malaking meteor, what if humampas sa mundo yan? At ma-extinct tayo lahat.
Well, hindi nangyayari yan. Why?
Because we believe God has a purpose, sustaining life through Him, through Him.
Even the wicked for their lives. Kaya sila buhay,
because God is sustaining. Imagine that power.
Well, here's the test. Pag namatay yung isang tao, kaya pa ba natin buhayin yun?
Kahit anong yaman ng tao yan, kahit anong technology meron yan, kahit billionaire yan,
when that person dies, life is gone.
Pero kahit anong hirap ng isang tao, kahit wala siyang pera, di ba ang dami ng tao ang hirap, halos walang pera, halos walang kinakain, 80 years old mo, hiba? Di ba may mga taong ganun?
Because God is sustaining.
And think about the power. Di ba? Na tayo kahit anong gawin natin, pag patay na yan.
Pero ang Diyos, pag gusto niyang buhayin talaga,
that is our God. And think about our salvation. Through Him, He provides the means. Romans 3, puro Romans to.
Dito sa ating pinag-aaralan.
But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. Verse 22, the righteousness of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
Paano tayo maliligtas? Ano yung means?
Through faith in Christ Jesus for all who believe. For there's no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And verse 24, and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
Notice the word through, di ba?
Hindi sa tao, hindi sa ginawa natin, hindi sa ating katuwiran, through faith, through the redemption in Christ Jesus. So ang ating kaligtasan, mga kapatid, kung titingnan natin, kaya nangyari yan, pinlalo ng Diyos, from Him, but through the means provided also by God. And even to the end, and I believe, napag-aralan to na, share sa inyo ni Brother Ferdy, Romans 8:38, for I am sure, neither life nor death, death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Nothing can separate us. Why? Because God provides the means. The through is not dependent on us. It is through God. E kung sa atin nakadepende, do you think we can last? As we look at the history of the church, no way will we last. That's the reality. Madaling sabihin at madali sana maging proud. Oh, salamat. Ginamit tayo ng Panginoon 30 years. But if we're honest to ourselves, so many times, we could have given up. And the church could have stopped kung wala ang biyaya ng Panginoon. And even the graces, the Christian graces that we enjoy, like prayer, for example, again, Romans 8:26, likewise, the Spirit helps our weaknesses, for we do not know what we even have to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes with us with groanings too deep for words.
Prayer.
Kaya natin, kaya-kaya natin, prayer, di ba? But even prayer pala, kung wala ang Panginoon, through the intercessory work of Christ, through the power of the Spirit, He Himself intercedes for us. And so, brethren, through Him, even our salvation. So, whether creation, whether salvation, it's from Him, through Him, and finally, it is for Him. Okay? So nakita niyo yung trend? Nanggaling sa Diyos, dahil sa Diyos, papunta sa Diyos. The goal is Him. It is not man. Man is not the goal. Hindi tayo, hindi ito para sa atin primarily. Man thinks the world revolves around him. That's the reality of the pride of man. Ang tingin natin sa atin umiikot at ginagawa ang lahat para sa ating ikabubuti. But the goal of salvation is not our glory primarily, but salamat kasali tayo when Christ is glorified, but it is primarily for God. Romans 16:27, to the only wise God be glory forevermore through Jesus Christ. Amen. At yan ang ating huling, yan ang ating response actually. But I just want you to see na lahat ito is to the only wise God be glory. Para sa Kanya ito. Revelation 4, as history ends, pagtapos na ng kasaysayan, ano mangyayari? So, Revelation 4 verse 11, worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Galing sa Panginoon, para sa Panginoon at sa Kanyang kaluwalhatian. Now some will say, di ba mandamot naman ng Panginoon? Di ba normally ayaw natin yung para sa ating kaluwalhatian? Di ba normally pag sinabi ng isang taong, kaya ko ito gagawin for my glory? Di ba ang ating kaigad na reaction eh, pasyado ka naman makasarili. Ba't mo gagawin yan for your glory? But here we're saying, God created from Him, God sustains through Him, and God did all of this for Him. Teka, parang puro sa Diyos. Ibig sabihin ba madamot ang Diyos? Parang puro para sa Kanya? Well, no. No. Because in this case, God is the highest being of all. And if we do not glorify Him, we're guilty of idolatry. Pag sa atin, glorify natin yung ating sarili. Kasi hindi naman sa atin ang galing, hindi naman tayo nagsusustain, bakit sa atin pupunta? Diba? And since God is the highest being of all, there is nothing wrong for Him to seek His glory. Kasi wala namang iba na matataas pa sa Kanya. So in God's case, it's perfectly natural, in fact, it's logical and right, na Siya lamang yung bigyan natin ng kapurihan. Kasi Siya talaga yung pinakamataas eh. Wala nang tataas pa sa Kanya. So you see the difference between the Creator, and the creature. For the creature to seek glory is idolatry. But for God to seek His glory is righteousness and justice. Dahil Siya talaga ang pinakamataas sa lahat ng mga bagay. But here's the blessing. Ang Panginoon, dahil Siya ay puno ng habag at awa, when we seek His glory, He also blesses man. At yun ang napakaganda. In seeking His glory, He decided to save sinners like you and me. What a blessing. Para sa Kanya, and yet, minabuti Niya, para i-glorify Siya, magligtas ng mga kagaya natin ng mga makasalanan. And so, He is glorified in our salvation. So, yan yung in summary, that is Christianity. God is the source, the accomplisher, and the goal of our salvation. And in a way, that's the summary of the Bible. Ano ba ang Biblia? Ano ba tinuturo ng Banal na Kasulatan? Nanggaling lahat sa Diyos, ang Diyos ang nagsusustain ng lahat ng mga bagay, at lahat ng mga bagay para sa kaluwalhatian. So that's the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. And we believe the Reformed doctrines that we hold do justice the most to this truth and reality. Yung turo ng biyayang na lahat ay sa biyaya ng Diyos, ito yung nagbibigay ng luwalhati sa Diyos, ng pinakamataas. Because we acknowledge it's from Him, through Him, and it will be for Him. And so, by way of quick application, brethren, note how it is so useless to seek salvation from any other source. Okay? If it is from Him, through Him, for Him, eh saan tayo hahanap ng kaligtasan? Sa tao ba? Sa relihiyon ba? Sa sarili ba nating gawa? Imposible yun. Kasi ang kaligtasan, simula at gitna at dulo, ay sa Diyos. And so, ang kaligtasan ay sa Diyos lang manggagaling. And so, kung meron tayong kinakausap dito ngayon, maaaring ikaw ay umaasa pa rin sa iyong sariling gawa. Umaasa ka na pag ginawa ko ito, ginawa ko yun, maliligtas, tatanggapin ako ng Diyos. Nawa, ma-realize mo kung maliligtas ka, kailangan lumapit ka sa Diyos. Kailangan magmakaawa ka sa Diyos na ikaw ay iligtas at ipakita sa iyo ang daan ng kaligtasan. Walang iba kundi ang ating Panginoong Jesus. Kung hindi mo gagawin yan, hindi ka maliligtas. Kasi ang kaligtasan sa simula, sa gitna, hanggang katapusan, Diyos ang pinagkagalingan. And so nawa, kung meron sa ating may alinlangan sa bagay na ito, meron sa ating siguro nakarinig na ng magandang balita, nakahatid na kayo ng mga Bible studies, maaaring matagal na kayong dumadalo sa iglesyang ito, medyo nalilito pa kayo sa kaligtasan, ito na ang summary ng kaligtasan. Nasa Diyos. Simula at dulo, nasa Diyos. At kung ikaw ay maliligtas, God should work, needs to work in your life. And so, nawa, manalangin ka sa Diyos. Panginoon, pakita mo sa akin, talaga bang si Jesus lang ang kaligtasan? Talaga bang kailangan ako magsisi at manampalataya sa Kanya? Ano ba ang kahulugan nito mga bagay na ito? Lord, show it to me! Dahil kung hindi mo pakikita sa akin, hindi ko maunawaan at hindi ako maliligtas. Lumapit ka sa Kanya. And then secondly, to you Christian, learn to submit to the will of God. Mag-submit tayo, pailalim tayo sa kalooban ng Diyos. Verse 33, oh, the depth of the wisdom and the riches of both of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His wisdom and His ways are beyond finding out. Ayan yung isang tao na handang magpailalim sa Diyos. Men today, many people today, look and examine God as if God is in the microscope. Maraming mga taong ganyan, parang sila yung nagsusuri sa Diyos. Parang sila yung mas mataas sa Diyos. Parang minamicroscope nila ang Diyos. Totoo bang may Diyos? Ito ba ang katangian ng Diyos? And some even ask and question the wisdom of God. Bakit ginawa ng Diyos ito? Bakit pinatay yung 9/11, libo-libo ang namatay? Bakit nagkagulo doon, nagkagyera, ang daming namatay? Kung mabait ang Diyos, bakit niya hinahayaan ang daming namamatay? At nagdurusa. Well, they question God. O kung mabait ang Diyos, bakit ilan lang ang niligtas? Bakit yung iba napapahamak? Bakit may mga bansa hindi malang nakarinig ng Ebanghelyo? Well, mahirap na mga tanong yan. Pero ang sabi sa atin dito, even dito sa Romans, who are you, O man, who replies against God? In short, ni sinagot ni Pablo. Ang sinabi lang niya, wala kang karapatan na tanungin ng mga bagay na yan. Hindi natin kayang ipaliwanag lahat, that's the point. But if we remember, everything is from Him, through Him, and for Him, then we have peace in our hearts. Hindi ko man maunawaan ang bagay na ito, one thing I know, it comes from God, it happens because of God, and it will redound to the glory of God. That's for sure. And so let's learn to submit. No matter at times may mga pagsubok, may mga bagay, tinatanong natin, why, Lord? Of course, we can honestly ask that question. Kasi baka gusto talaga nating malaman to learn from the experience. Pero iba yung why, Lord, na parang galit tayo at nag-rebelde tayo sa Diyos. Learn to submit. Because everything is from Him, through Him, and for Him. And therefore, we can rest in that knowledge. But then finally, secondly, what is our response to all of this? Verse 36. Sapagkat mula sa Kanya, pamamagitan niya, para sa Kanya lahat ng mga bagay, and here's the response, sumakanya nawa ang kaluwalhatian magpakailanman. Amen. That's why it's a doxology. God is this and this and this, therefore, praise God. So in this case, because from Him, through Him, for Him, because of all of that, to Him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Our response is worship. Is worship. To give Him glory. To ascribe the glory for all the ages, forever, sabi, for all the ages, let's give it to God. Not unto us, Psalm 115 verse 1, but unto your name, give glory. At nawa itong maging panalangin natin at papuri sa Panginoon. When we think of the origin of things, give glory to God. What do I mean? Pag ating naisip, saan ba nanggaling ang mga bagay-bagay, maaaring na bless tayo materially. Maaaring may mga blessing from God in our careers. Nagkaroon tayo ng siguro material blessings. Saan ba nanggaling yun? Well, maaaring sa boss natin, maaaring sa company natin. But as Christians, we know ultimately, saan nanggaling yung blessing na yun? From God. From God. And that is why we always realize God is the giver of all blessings. Nanggaling yun sa Panginoon. Kung binayaan ka ng Panginoon, give glory to God. It is from God. And more so, kung naligtas ka ngayon, if you are a son or daughter or a child of God, saan ba nanggaling yun? God planned it from before the foundation of the world that you will be a Christian. And so, give glory to God. Pag ating iniisip, saan ba nanggaling ang mga bagay? Pag ating iniisip, how these things came about? Let's give glory to God. For example, meron tayong mga great accomplishments in school, at work, may mga nagawa tayo. Pag minsan, we tend to attribute to our own, di ba? Talents and resources. Para kala natin sa atin ang galing. We work hard. Totoo yan. But sino ba nagbigay sa'yo ultimately ng means para mag-work hard, para maging intelligent kung matalino tayo? It is God who gives the means to be able to do it. Alam nyo, marami mga taong matalino rin. Marami rin mga resources. Pero alam nyo, hindi sila nagtagumpay. Naniwala ba kayo doon? I believe meron sa study, sinundan, kung hindi ko maalala, kung top 100 graduates of that elite school in the U.S., ano nangyari after many, many years? Marami sa kanila, wala rin nangyari. They're just ordinary men and women. Kahit anong una, they were supposed to be the most promising youth of that generation. Why? Eh kasi wala sa tao. Kung nasa tao, yung sana mga pinakamatatalinong tao na yun, yung sana nag-succeed. But looking back, decades later, hindi sila yung nag-succeed. Marami sa kanila, ordinaryong tao lamang. It is God who gives the means para mag-succeed ang isang tao. And of course, in our salvation, when we persevere day by day, when we continue in the means of grace, bakit nangyayari mga bagay na yun? Now, don't ever think it's because of you. Dahil magaling tayo, dahil banal tayo, it is because of God who works in our lives. Bakit tumutuloy ang church natin for 30 years and God willing more years to come? Not because may pastor tayo or magaling, matalino mga tao rito dahil nagbabasa tayo ng libro. Yes, those are means of grace. But ultimately, maraming mas matalino sa atin, ang mga churches, ang wala na ngayon at di tumuloy. Because of God's grace, that's why we persevere. And so mga kapatid, whenever we think of how things come about, give glory. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen. And finally, when we think about for whom are things, think of God. Bakit? Kasi pag minsan we think na kaya tayo, for example, binayaan ng Panginoon, the temptation is we want to use them, the blessings, for our own glory. So kaya pag nagkapera ang isang tao, ano iniisip niya? Bihira yung tao mag-iisip na, ano kaya kailangan ng church? May pera ako extra eh. Pwede ko kayang gamitin to for serving God. Kalimitan, pag may pera tayo, ano kaya kailangan ko sa bahay? Kitchen? Matagal na akong ano? Walang ganito, makakabili na ako. Di ba? Wala namang masama, of course, malami tayong pangangailangan. But my point is, we should also reflect on what will give glory to God. What will give glory to God if we think about for whom are all of these things? Bakit ba tayo meron tinatamasa? Bakit meron tayong tinatanggap mula sa Panginoon? It is not just for our sake, kundi it is for the glory of God. No wonder the Bible says, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, yeah, do it all for the glory of God. So very consistent yung message, di ba? Everything is for the glory of God. Para sa kaluwalhatian ng Diyos. And of course, when we think of our salvation, para saan ba yan? Well, of course, we will also be glorified with Christ. We will definitely be blessed pag dumating ang Panginoong Jesus. But don't think it will end in you. At yan ang kamalian ng maraming pangangaral sa ngayon. Pinapangaral ang Ebanghelyo, inaakit na maging Kristiyano, pero the way the gospel is preached, para bang ang end and all and be all of all things, eh yung tao. Sige naman, palataya ka na sa Panginoon para maligtas ka, mag-enjoy ka sa heaven, at pag nasa heaven ka na, sarap dun. Pupuro sa kanyang ang mensahe. But the Bible says, manampalataya tayo, at pag nanampalataya tayo sa Panginoon, the point is that we may give glory to God. That's why sa Revelation, pag tinignan natin ang Revelation, it's all about the glory of God. Pag naligtas na tayo, pero kasama tayo doon. At doon na nga makikita ang kabaitan ng Panginoon. In the pursuit of His glory, He decided to elect a people who will reflect that glory. So we don't add to the glory of God, we simply reflect the glory of God back to Him. Kita niyo yung difference noon? Hindi natin ginagawa ng pabor ang Panginoon. Exactly yan ang text natin. Who has been His counselor? Who has given to Him that He has to repay back? Wala. The point is we simply reflect. Talagang may glory na ang Panginoon. We simply ascribe the glory back to God. And so brethren, as we reflect upon 30 years of the faithfulness of God to the church, nawa, itong verse na ito ang magbigay sa atin ng paalala. Bakit ba nangyari ang mga bagay na ito? Why are we still here after 30 years? It's not because of the pastor. It's not because of the members. It is because from Him, through Him, for Him, it is because of Him. Siya yung nagsimula ng church na ito. Siya yung nagsusustain sa church na ito. And God willing, this church will give glory to Him. Although hanggang sa pagbabalik ng ating Panginoon. And so may this verse summarize our life as a church, our life as Christians. Kung meron isang talata that should encapsulate ano ba yung pilosopiya natin in this church, we believe three things. Three prepositions. All things are from Him, through Him, for Him. That is a church. And that is our goal as a church. And nawa, by the blessing of God, bigyan pa niya tayo ng 30 years that we can proclaim this great truth. Na lahat ng bagay mula sa Diyos, lahat ng bagay dahil sa Diyos, at lahat ng bagay papunta sa Kanyang kaluwalhatian. Tayo manalangin. O Panginoon naming Diyos, tunay Panginoon, we're amazed 30 years of this church. Na sa buwan na ito, Panginoon, ay tatlong dekada na lumipas at nagpapatuloy ang inyong iglesia sa dakong ito. O Panginoon, as we look back, we can only see the reality of this verse na tunay nga lahat nagmula sa inyo, nangyayari dahil sa inyo, at lahat ng ito ay para sa inyo. Kaya Panginoon, nawa ang inyong pangalan na inyong luwalhatiin, nawa hindi sa amin mapunta ang luwalhati, but may your name be glorified in this church. At kayo po sa inyong biyaya ang magbigay ng marami pang mga taon na kayo po ay aming luluwalhatiin dito po sa San Pablo. At ito po ang aming mga samo at dalangin sa pangalan po lamang ng aming Panginoong Jesus.